Live interview segment coming up now. 5-3 Blades win over Regina tonight. The live interview segment's a presentation of Courtesy Plumbing and Heating. They have earned the reputation for doing the job right the first time. One thing to consider about this victory tonight is the fact that this team didn't get home from Brandon until 5 this morning and had to be ready to play tonight against Regina. The Pats only had to make a 2.5-hour drive north after playing at home last night and beating Wenatchee 4-2. So that comes into play as well, as we're joined by head coach Dan DeSilva.
Thank you.
And for 40 minutes, it didn't look tonight like the travel and the late night and getting in bright and early in the morning didn't affect you.
No, I thought the first 40 minutes were great. I was pleasantly surprised by the start in the first 40 minutes. And then I think, you know, a combination of things there for at the start of the third period with, you know, the ugly situation at the end of the second with Klimke, I think rattled the guys a little bit. And then obviously they care about their teammates quite a bit and they're concerned for their well-being. So that's not always easy to move on from, although we try to message that. But it's just, it is what it is, right? They're teenagers. And then I think that's when the bus ride hit us too in the third period. I think that's when it got our legs a little bit, that late arrival. I think we're running on adrenaline in the first 40, and then I think that's when it hit their legs. So it's a learning lesson for us on how to handle those situations for sure.
What was the messaging then when you took the time out after their goal that made it 5-3?
Just getting back to our game, simplifying, sticking together, you know, and just recognizing the situation. Like, we need to just nip this in the bud right now. Enough's enough. So just slow them down. No different than a lot of timeouts, you know, when we take it, the messaging's kind of the same. It's usually moments like that or you're looking to get one, but just get it in the offensive zone, get the puck behind them, simplify our game, go back to work. Let's get momentum back on our side.
Adam?
Well, since you just said it to me about your last 24 hours, why don't you tell everyone about, since you left Brandon, the video on the bus, get home at 5, go to your kids' hockey, and I think you coach them or something like that. Just take us through the whole last 24 hours.
You want to know my day today?
Yeah, I want to know.
Okay, so got home at 5:30, slept till 6:45, got up, took my youngest to his game for 7:30, did that, came home, put him in front of the TV for an hour and a half while I went to bed, got up, drove him out to Laird to meet up with my wife where my other son was having a tournament, dropped him off there, watched half of that game, came back and got ready for the game.
Yeah, good for you.
And here I am chatting with you, the highlight of my day.
I love the parenting there. Put the kid in front of the TV. Homer Simpson, way to go.
Yay.
That's an addition to the Simpsons right there, but I agree with
desperate
you.
Desperate times call for desperate measures, man.
Absolutely. Go ahead.
Yeah, and then for your team tonight, the three stars tonight are all guys acquired within the last month or whatever. Does it feel like it kind of takes a month for them and then they're, you know, play talkie type deal?
Yeah, and that's part of our, you know, mentality, the way we've been playing this whole entire season is getting contributions from everyone. You know, new different goal scorers tonight than last night. Guys stepping up, which is phenomenal. These two behind me each having two goals, which is great to see. So, and yeah, it does take time, right? We talked about this last night after the game, me and Les. Like, it's not even a month out of the trade deadline. It's about that now, and this stuff takes time, and you could just see the chemistry forming and the on the ice, off the ice. And the unfortunate part now is we're gonna have to deal with some injuries. You know, it just seems like it's never ending right now. There's new guys, injured guys, and it's just, you know, the Ferris wheel goes on and on, but we're gonna handle that like pros, and just we expect the other guys to step up now.
What can you tell me about Klimke and Hudson Kibblewhite, who also left the game back in the first period?
Yeah, Hudson has a lower body injury. We're still waiting to hear, you know, how long it'll be. He's on crutches and in a walking boot right now, so it doesn't look too good. And Braden, you know, all in all is okay. Upper body injury, obviously, but he's walking around. He was speaking to his parents at intermission, so obviously everyone was concerned about him. But at the end of the day, it's, I guess, best case scenario,
yes.
You know, being what it was.
And quite the week you've got coming up. The return of Tanner Mullendike, a pretty good Calgary team coming in, going to Swift, Brandon coming here. Boy, that's a pretty tough schedule coming up and one that you have to meet kind of head on, face up.
Yeah, I mean, I don't see Misha Volotovsky on there. Everybody's forgot about this guy.
Yeah.
But, you know.
He scored tonight for Medicine.
Yeah, assisted by Tanner Mullendike.
Yes.
Yeah, no, it's going to be a tough week. We understand that. We know where we're at. So we expect the guys to, you know, enjoy this one, take care of themselves. And tomorrow's a day off for us. We'll have a really good practice Monday in preparation for a busy, difficult week. But, you know, I think the guys are going to be looking forward to that challenge. We have some ex-Medicine Hat Tigers on our team that I'm sure will be extra fired up for that one.
Okay, go find your bed. Thank you for this, Dan.
Yeah, you too, buddy. You're up late too. Thanks.
I'm okay. Head coach Dan DeSilva joining us.